The following podcast is brought to you by the Backbreaker Media Video On Demand channel. Visit backbreakervod.pivotshare.com for all your latest CWC, MPW, and PPW wrestling action. And enter the code HOLIDAYCHEER for not only a 2-week free trial, but also 25% off your first month. That is backbreakervod.pivotshare.com.
Live on Backbreaker Media.
One-year anniversary!
Happy birthday to us.
We don't live in a bus.
Really?
Well, we don't. I don't know where to go from there.
Well, some of us may do.
I don't know why you guys are, like, looking at me. I don't live in a bus.
No, you live in our hearts.
Fine, we'll turn around then.
Yeah.
Fucking bus drivers.
Episode 52
of The Sounds of Struggle. I'm Chris Parrish.
I am Maniac.
Headline Sean Martins.
And Ben in the back there, a new guy, it's Peaches.
Woo-wee!
He's from Manville.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So, what's new?
It's 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
From you and I doing a little thing on radio stuff.
Yeah.
On Backbreaker Media.
Well, it didn't start there, but that's where we ended up.
Yeah. It's kind of
Is it a promotion to Backbreaker Media?
No, we still have to work with Mike the Ref. That's not a promotion.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. He dances well, though.
I saw that video. Claps on the dances.
Peaches, what do you think?
Yeah.
Peaches like it.
Peaches loves it.
I like how Peaches is going full Colonel here.
Colonel what? Sanders?
Well.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I think all Colonels sound the same.
So?
Yes. So?
They all look alike too.
That's true. Well, sort of. What's new? Where do we want to start?
Why don't we just start with what everybody wants, and that's your expansion.
Ha-ha!
Gimmick, brother.
Okay. There are four major sports in the United States and almost Canada. Where's a good place for each sport to expand to next, city-wise? Let's start with NFL. Sean Martins, where should the NFL expand to?
Toronto.
Okay, shorten to the point.
Canada is a hotbed for American football. I myself am a huge CFL fan. However, there's more NFL fans up here in Canada than there is CFL fans.
And true story.
I think that if there was a Canadian
NFL,
it's not better. You shut your mouth.
Way better.
Where's Rachel Mouth?
Just saying, NFL coaches. NFL coaches know when to go for the touchdown and when not to go for the field goal.
Leave Jason Moss out of this.
How dare you? Anyways, okay, so Toronto.
Toronto.
Parrish.
Yeah, don't.
Where do you think?
Don't say the city you're from so you can enjoy it or anything.
There's not enough people that go to games.
You gotta break in Toronto, maybe Vancouver,
yeah.
Maybe Montreal. You gotta break into one of the big three cities first.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
There's a team in Green Bay. Yeah. You don't have to break into large markets. They do fine.
For this country, I think you would.
Nah.
Anyways, Parrish.
Well,
city.
Go. I hear Cleveland needs a team.
Yeah, you know what? Spend to Cleveland. Very good.
In all honesty, if I was the fact that San Diego just lost their team, I don't like that one bit. I do believe San Diego is a good city to have a team. They should be looking right back at putting another team right back in San Diego.
I'm going to go with my old thing from a few podcasts ago, several podcasts ago. Expand to Tijuana. Give us the Tijuana Rum Runners. I want that.
Woo!
Exactly. Peaches, what do you think?
Manville.
Appropriate answer. I like it. Okay, moving on. Baseball. Expand where? Parrish, you go first.
Montreal Expos. Bring them back.
That's exactly what I was going to say. What are you saying?
Montreal Expos.
Peaches?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Montreal. Not Manville, but close enough.
Manville.
Manville. Do we care about basketball?
No.
I'd bring back the Grizzlies.
Vancouver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
However, I am a fan of Memphis.
I mean,
Memphis.
You have to change their name then, because it has to be Vancouver Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Maybe like the Memphis.
Memphis.
Like Cheetah Bears or something.
Cheetah Bears.
Woo!
Nobody likes Cheetah Bears.
No.
Yeah, they'd be the new Cleveland Browns, but that's not the point. Yeah, go Vancouver, sure. Now, finally, hockey. Peaches, hockey. Where?
Knucklepuck. Hard to be accurate. Drives goalies crazy.
Thank you. Thank you, Peaches. Anyways, Parrish, where?
Seattle.
Not a bad choice. Okay.
I actually think Seattle over even Quebec City, even over Kansas City. I think Seattle helps the Western aspect, and I think the West needs another team before the East gets another team.
Okay. If that's the case, what are they called? Seattle what?
Emeralds.
Emeralds, okay.
They're Emerald City.
I thought that was in Wizards of Oz. Cool. Martins.
I like the Seattle idea, but I'm going to go with Quebec City. They lost their team, and it was unjust, and we need the Nordiques back in the National Hockey League.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. Bring it back to Nordiques. Or, you know what? No, different. We're going to go with Hartford Whalers. Yeah, bring back the whale. We all want the sperm whale. In the Eastern Conference. Detroit back in the West.
You can bring back the Brass Bonanza. Why would he put Detroit back?
Well, they were used to be in the West.
Well,
I don't know, they're closest.
What about like Columbus or...
No, metropolitan.
Remember when Toronto was in the West?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. You know?
I guess you could put Columbus because they're kind of farthest west and then just put Hartford back in it. Put Hartford Metropolitan. Poor bastards.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's, there we go. Got that done. That done.
Do we do baseball?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I know.
Stop doing that. Okay, next. We're going to go to recent stuff. We're going to do hockey, wrestling, other sports.
Jim Johnson, officially no longer with the WWE.
Who the flying fuck is that?
The guy who always made all these cool tunes, bro.
Well, they got those two new guys now who are doing everything.
CFOs, dollar sign.
CFO dollar signs?
Yeah.
All they see is fucking dollar signs? Fucking obscure dollar signs.
Something fucking like that. Wow, Jim Johnson, that's going to be...
He's going to go on and manage Madonna on her 2057 tour.
I mean, it's like imagine Batman without Danny Elfman.
Saturday.
That would be interesting. I mean, they've done it since, but he really did set the bar for the songs.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, when you look about all the music that Jim Johnson wrote, I mean... Well, then you got the Warrior song. Like, that was a classic.
Yeah.
Like, The Rock, that's all, like, all of his songs.
Stone Cold.
Like, even DX.
Suck.
Never heard of them.
No, they're jobbers.
They suck it?
Yeah.
Suck it.
And everyone's favorite, Spirit Squad, Jim Johnson.
Nikki.
Yeah.
Nikki! Speaking of which...
Mitch!
Apparently, WWE is hiring writers. So, you guys looking for new jobs? Let's do it.
Oh, I heard Jimmy Jacobs needs a new job.
I think he's on the indies now.
Who?
Jimmy Jacobs.
Who's that?
You know, just a guy that may or may not be a part of the Bullet Club now.
Kind of teasing it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Pretty too sweet.
That is kind of too sweet. Yeah. Fairly, yeah. But yeah. We should all apply. Get jobs. Peaches, you could be a writer. Everything would be hailing from Manville.
Woo-wee! Peaches!
Exactly. Yeah. What else? Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks are looking to self-finance a $10,000 or 10,000-seat arena in 2018. Do we think they can do it?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Out of my mind.
Why don't they just go, because the Young Bucks live right by L.A. Why don't they just go after the Staples Center?
Or even, you know what, Ontario, California, they have the Ontario Reign. Do it in that arena. That could easily hold 10,000.
Yeah.
But here's my thing, though, is that why isn't our Ring of Honor backing them? Like,
they just probably don't have faith that they can fill it. It's a financial
decision,
right?
That's pathetic.
Ring of Honor is owned by Sinclair Broadcasting. It's a corporate entity. There's a lot more hoops to jump through than what you would think. It's not like Monster Pro Wrestling where...
Yeah, we're definitely better than Ring of Honor, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Peaches, what are your thoughts on corporations?
Yeah!
I think he's more of a ministry kind of a guy.
Yeah. Seems like a corporate ministry.
Hallelujah! Here's the thing. Once Ring of Honor fills those 10,000 seat arenas, they've got a lot of pressure to do it again.
But they have the Bullet Club and the Young Bucks. I think they'll be okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Little John Peaches. Right on.
Yeah!
Sean Martin, let me ask you a question.
What?
Sexy star. Apparently shot on another wrestler. So someone take her out of the wrestling business entirely?
Yeah.
Because that's just bullshit.
It is absolutely bullshit.
Yeah, apparently some wrestler fucked up a spot down in Mexico, and then she kind of shot on her and, like, beat her ass, I guess. I think that's kind of stupid.
It's more than a little bit.
Well, but here's the big question. Why are promoters even, even booking her?
I don't know, because Mexico?
From what I understand, she was even booked with a different name. So it's not like they were using the sexy star name in order to draw.
Yeah, but it's still the same purse.
Oh, I know. Like, what I'm saying, but that's
because wrestling promoters are shit.
Yeah.
Why Booker?
It's like Vince McMahon not knowing who Captain America is.
Well, he doesn't.
That's actually probably true.
No, he does now.
I guess. Yeah, John Cena. John Cena!
Okay, one. No, one of you corrected me on saying Mr. America. Two, it was Hulk Hogan.
I don't know who that is.
I thought you were talking about Captain America, like Chris Evans, like the guy with the shield.
No. They got their own...
Echo Delta Lima something.
They got their shield, brother.
Ooh,
they already have their shield.
Yeah, they do.
Enough, Peaches. Get your pants out of your pants.
Yeah. Get your pants out of your pants?
Pants out of your pants.
My pants are in my pants!
Very, very good.
Shooting on another wrestler is like putting a Regalplex on him and just throwing him over your head as hard as you effing can.
It ain't right, and at least we're all not Jay. Who? Yeah, exactly.
Who?
Nice. The other thing I want to touch on is apparently Jennifer Hudson and David Otunga broke up.
No!
Apparently Peaches liked them together. I guess, yeah, Otunga won temporary custody of their son.
No!
Is that not a good thing?
She's a good mother! They were so beautiful together! He's a good daddy!
Sure, I guess.
Yeah, but he sucked balls in WWE. Announcing, wrestling.
He's the greatest announcer! When someone is getting a headlock, he says, "Looks like that guy's in a headlock. Looks like the winner of this match will be the one who gets the pin!"
Yeah, you know what? I'll give him that. He calls it exactly like it is.
That's what people need!
But what happens if it ends in a submission?
I have no answer to that.
Can't comment. Can't comment.
No comment. No comment.
Peaches Hudson.
Very good.
Check your pH level there, Peaches.
That's citric.
Acidic. Touching on something you talked about earlier. Yeah. Cleveland.
What?
Yeah, touching on something he talked about earlier. Touching on the heart. Touching on long.
We're going to talk about them Browns, aren't we? Yeah.
Them Brown towns. Apparently, the city has given the people of Cleveland permission, if they go 0-16, to give them a parade. I think that's hilarious.
Well, they are the lovable losers.
Now, do you think they're going to accost the team? Do you think the team will show up?
They haven't all year.
That's, yeah, exactly.
Hi-yo!
Insert sound effect here.
Wow!
Yeah.
Can we get a real sound effect put in there, Mr. Editor?
Yeah, it'll probably be him going.
With the launch of Backbreaker Media, we have some cutbacks financially right now.
Backbreaker Media?
Backbreaker Media.
Backbreaker Media.
Backbreaker Media.
Backbreaker. Backbreaker.
Bronco Buster Media sounds better, but that's just me. Just throwing it out there.
I hear it's at Backbreaker Media.
Because it's a meaty channel, I tell you what.
On the Twitter, it is.
On the Twitter.
Twitter.
So, this will also make you happy. Greg Zahn has been fired.
Yay! He's an asshole.
Apparently, he's been, you know, pulling Weinstein-like stuff.
Why is he pulling Weinstein?
I don't know.
What did Weinstein ever do to him?
Didn't give him a job.
Well, that's a good move. I like Weinstein now.
Right? I don't know what we're talking about. Fuck that guy.
Greg Zahn, he used to be a catcher for the Blue Jays, was an analyst for SportsCenter or Sportsnet.
So,
and what did this guy do?
Apparently he was acting very inappropriately towards women backstage and such and
so
such.
Did SportsNet.
So what's he supposed to do?
I don't know, not fondle slash make sexual remarks to them?
Well, nobody made fun of him when he played baseball like a fairy, so why is he...
I don't know.
I'm just saying. But, does this mean SportsNet is now gone with the Zahn?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
maybe him leaving, they can play him his Zahn song.
His Zahn song. I don't get it.
Is that a swan song?
Oh, I get it. No, I don't.
Pages. His song, song, song.
His thong song. Thong song. Very good. Also, Sean Martin, you'd be able to touch on this. What are your thoughts on apparently the CFL looking to move the schedule back 2 weeks, so they end 2 weeks earlier? You for that or against it?
I'd say I'm for that. Our climate up here isn't the most conducive to good Grey Cups. This year was perfect example of...
I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't that make the Grey Cup a little bit more of a spectacle because of how different it looks than any other game? Like, that's why everybody loves those frozen games at Lambeau, because of all the snow.
Yes and no.
The sliding.
It also affects the casual fan coming out and buying those expensive tickets.
Yeah, but the casual fan can suck a casual dick.
Does it, though? Because, I mean, like, 50,000 people still went to the outdoor game in Edmonton.
And most of them were Rough Rider fans.
Yeah.
Well, Rough Rider fans are insane.
Well, there you go. And they're usually going to go to the game.
There's not much else to do in Saskatchewan.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say not really. Other than that, then go to Manville.
You know they're out of Regina, not Saskatoon.
It's in Saskatchewan, as in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Tunes.
Yeah.
Are they cartoons? Like
yeah.
My Pet Monster?
Manville! Good one. Manville.
I like
Pet Bucky
Monster.
O'Hare.
Yeah.
Battletoads?
No. Not like Battletoads.
Battletoads are sweet.
I know.
How did we get on the subject?
CFL!
Yeah.
Street Sharks?
Street Sharks.
Gargoyles.
Biker Mice from Mars.
That's a fantastic one. Mighty Max.
Animaniacs.
Ah.
Bucky O'Hare.
Already said that.
Damn it.
Fucking Peaches.
Fucking Peaches.
Hudson.
So, Astros. Apparently everybody who's a player received a bonus for winning the World Series. Roughly about $438,901.57. Not a bad little bonus.
But what did Mr. Bartman get?
Nothing, because he's a fan of the Cubs.
Idiot. But screwed him again.
Yeah, it's the largest payout. It's the largest bonus payout in Major League Baseball history. So that's cool, I guess.
Well, I mean, don't put any of that money into your relief fund, Houston. Good job.
Right? that's a good point. But, I mean, I think the real winner is Justin Verlander, who got the bonus of Kate Upton.
That's a good
in marriage.
But did Kate Upton get his bonus, if you know what I mean?
I'm sure she's been taking bonuses from him for years.
Yeah.
We're still waiting on the nude pictures, though.
Right?
They'll happen. They will happen.
Yeah. Wedding nudes.
Wait, Peaches, weren't you the one who leaked all those pictures? Can you get us some more?
Well.
Otunga, no!
But Hudson, yes.
Hudson, yes.
Well, it's good. I don't want any Otunga, so I mean, that's good.
He put his Otunga in my mouth.
That sounds like a Weinstein thing.
That sounds like a spot that he would blow.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I want to take this opportunity to stop here and say, who's the editor of this show? Or of any show there? Is it Mike the Ref?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Why were we censored that last week?
Yeah.
This is directly to you, Mike the Ref. What the fuck? New logo, suddenly you're censoring us? We will not be quieted here.
That shit's not fucking
And on that note, fuck, motherfuck, noise. Cunt.
Bananas.
Exactly.
Puppy dog.
Whoa, you calm your roll, Peaches.
Yeah, we don't talk about that that kind of stuff on our podcast.
Sorry.
Not that kind of podcast, Peaches. Have some respect.
Also, I guess in honor of our one-year anniversary, we congratulate all champions of 2017.
Like, all of us?
Well, us too, yes.
Yeah. Yay.
Us, you know, Tag Struggle 3.
Tag Struggle
3. The Patriots, the Penguins, the Warriors, the Astros, and the Argos. Am I forgetting anybody?
Jack Pride!
You fuck right off.
I will!
No, we're not thanking Jack Pride.
Yeah.
No.
No. No. No congratulations to Jack Pride. Nothing.
Puppy dog!
Warned you about that, Peaches. God damn it!
Sorry.
You're going to have to go outside.
Okay, so now on that note, let's predict all the champions for 2018. Who do we have winning each sport?
For baseball?
Baseball.
Going to go with the Washington Nationals.
Okay. What do you got there, Martins?
The Seattle Supersonics.
Not even close, but we'll accept it.
They'll probably win the CFL.
Maybe.
Because of the crossover rule.
I'll take that. Colorado Rockies. Peaches.
The Toto Blue Jays.
Fair enough.
Did he say Toto Blue Jays?
It's, you know what, let him have it.
Again, it's an expansion team in the CFL.
You can fuck right off.
Speaking of which, CFL, who's winning next year?
Edmonton.
Edmonton.
The Ottawa Renegades.
The Red
you
Blacks.
Can fuck right off.
Fine, Rough Riders.
Yes, thank you.
I'll say the Edmonton Eskimos as well. Although they might not be named that next year.
They will be named that because fuck right off.
I'm not trying to change it. Fuck's sakes.
Is that like the fro? Fuck right off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Fro you, bro.
CFL, I got a line on a hot Miami upstart named Dwayne Johnson. He's going to be big.
You're like 20-something years too late.
Tell me something that I don't know.
Yeah,
I open mouth kiss the horse once.
I prefer the Joe and Owie. Just saying.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah! Put your wrist away. Quit pumping your wrist, Peaches.
That's not his wrist.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Hockey, who's winning?
Mm-hmm. Vegas.
You know what? I like it. We're going with Vegas.
I'll go with Vegas as well.
Blake, am I the only one that wants to see the Vegas Golden Knights become the first expansion team to win the Cup?
Well, yeah. Obviously, besides my own Chicago Blackhawks, yeah, I'd be okay with that.
No, you guys get more than enough. You get more outdoor games.
Yeah, we do. Okay, we'll win
next. Hell?
We'll win next year. They can win this
year. You guys
can
just play the entire season outdoors.
I'd be okay
that?
With that. New Jersey every single game? It'd be awesome.
You have to wear, like, the old ones, because there's so many that you can wear them for 82 games.
No, you know, I'd be okay with that, too. They're playing baseball stadiums, football stadiums, frozen rinks.
Yeah,
they're playing on the Rideau Canal. Playing everywhere.
But actually, I just have an idea. Instead of the All-Star game being a big thing, why don't you just do a pond hockey tournament for the 3-on-3?
That'd be kind of cool.
Huh? Back to your roots? Just saying.
That would be kind of cool. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
They'd make some money.
Yeah, I saw that movie the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Right, no regrets.
No regrets.
No, what
you talking about? Eyebrows? Very good.
Not even a single letter. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Very good. I guess what's left? NFL. Who's winning that one? Chris Parrish is going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Go Parrish, go.
Go Parrish, go.
All hail King Parrish.
Fudge Chris Parrish.
He does like fudge.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Peaches, who's winning the NFL?
You know, fuck it, chuck it. Football!
T.S. Cutler in here. That was really incoherent.
Yeah. Actually, that was pretty rude.
Well, you know.
I mean, you're not wrong, but that was pretty rude.
Hey, we also don't talk about that kind of thing.
Wait. Wait a second.
No.
Einhorn is Finkel.
Finkel is Einhorn. Your gun. Einhorn's a man!
Your gun is digging into my hip.
Okay. On to hockey.
Yeah.
Parrish, what do you think about Eberle and Hall? What they said about the Edmonton media?
It's true.
100%
true. 100%
true.
Our media goes...
overboard?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as much as people want to criticize Toronto's media for being the biggest homers in the world, which they are, Edmonton needs to back off because they are a little too defensive and a little too protective of their franchise themselves.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Did you hear about that there, Mertens?
Yeah.
Basically, both Jordan Eberle and Taylor Hall were saying that the media here makes it really difficult to play because all the negativity, and it gets to you after a while.
But at the same time, Jordan Eberle might be one of the softest players I've ever seen.
He is softer than, you know, a 10-year-old Tootsie Pop.
He's soft.
Don't Tootsie Pops get hard as they get old?
Mm-hmm. Not if you melt them in the sun. Melted in the sun. He is 10-ply, bud. 10-ply. Super soft. Softer than 3-day-old soft serve ice cream.
He's softer than toilet paper after it's been flushed.
Softer than Baron Corbin's midsection.
That's soft.
I'd have to lay down on that.
Maybe softer than the Zotrain.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How would you spell that, Parrish?
Z-O-T-R-A-I-N.
Just the same way as it's spelt on every PowerPoint presentation. S-O-F-T. Soft. Grammar right here.
Apparently you can teach that.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, let's see what else. Let's see. A couple injuries. Murray and Crawford are both out. That sucks for my team.
Meh.
Meh. Vatanen got traded for Henrik and another guy. Right on.
Yeah, I actually was surprised about that trade. Just more the fact that Anaheim was willing to get rid of Vatanen.
Yeah.
But then it also makes sense when both Getzlaf and Perry are both hurt and they need a center.
Yeah, that's true.
Indeed.
Also, IIHF Hall of Fame, I guess, announced that they're going to induct Blake Chelios, Alfredson, and Lettinen.
Who's Blake Chelios?
I don't fucking know. Rob Blake, Chris Chelios, Danny Alfredson, Jari Lehtinen.
Who?
Bunch of fucking hockey players. Getting into the International Ice Hockey Federation Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Very, very good.
Good for them. I hope they get a bonus.
A boner. Yeah. Yeah. The only other thing I have is, should we book the Miz?
Well, you can book the Miz. I'll book Maurice.
Fair enough. You book Maurice, I'll book the Miz.
They're both saints, and you leave them both alone. Both of you.
Hey, man.
Yep.
You can, if anybody knows saints, it's this guy.
So you can book his dad if you want.
Yeah.
I would love to.
He'll give you an autograph of the Miz.
Probably also give you a skullet job, too, if you want. Yeah.
I have a proposal.
Okay.
Save Dolph Ziggler's career in 5 words or less.
We'll get back to the Miz in a minute. I like where this is going. I like this. Save Dolph Ziggler's career in 5 words or less.
Retire.
That's one word.
Let
four more.
Him win fucking matches.
I bow down to you.
Make him a fucking champ.
Bring back AJ and Big.
Well, I mean, he kept to the 5 words, so I guess there's that. Very good.
Thank you.
Martins?
All right, it's got to be done in 5 words?
Yeah.
Bring back the Spirit Squad.
Give him Bob fucking Backlund.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Bob Backlund. Making Dolph Ziggler great again.
I like it.
Kill Brock Lesnar in 5 words or less. Fire. As in end his hot streak.
Oh, and Dishonest so he loses the title.
Yes.
Is it just me or did Peaches start sounding a lot more like Braun Strowman?
I don't even know what kind of girl I'm supposed to be.
Peaches is a girl? Damn.
Well, yeah.
Very good. Okay. Kill Brock Lesnar in 5 words or less. Braun Strowman murder face hole.
I'm going to get some heat for this, but cancer, 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 cancer.
That would do it.
Dolph Ziggler?
Sure.
The answer is cancer.
The answer is
cancer. The answer is not cancer.
What about you, Martins? What do you got?
Follow that.
I can't follow cancer. How do you guys expect me to follow cancer?
With the cure, dumbass.
Capricorn?
Aries?
AJ Styles, Bullet Club leader.
That would do it. Possibly. Maybe not.
Yeah, he got kicked out.
Yeah.
That's not relevant, Peaches.
No, I don't want none.
Yeah. Yeah. Martins, come on, let's go. Clap, clap. It,
Any, mini, miny, mo.
That's five.
That's only four. Any, mini, miny, mo. Suplex. It's my answer.
Paul Heyman turns and kills.
Speaking of Paul.
Actually, I lied that. Paul Heyman turned and killed.
Got an idea for you guys. What if Paul Heyman makes Pete Dunne the next Heyman guy?
That'd be all right. That'd be all right for sure.
What direction would you then point Pete?
Brock Lesnar murdered by Dunne.
Oh.
UK for the win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Behind that.
Yeah. Bruiserweight. For the win. I like it.
There you go.
10 low blows. Sudden death.
You know who definitely didn't take any low blows? Heath Slater, because he got kids.
Yeah, he should take some low blows. He's got too many kids.
Yeah, right.
Way too many kids. You know what happens though if you have that many kids? You go to whatamaneuver.net and you can get our old stuff. Like One World Empire or Original Struggle. Or, if you're feeling froggy, you come to shows and you can buy Tag Struggle 3's new t-shirts!
Original design!
By that guy.
Yeah.
Made up by that guy. And worn by this guy.
And Peaches isn't involved in this at all.
Our shirts get around.
I wear t-shirts from time to time.
You wear Tag Struggle 3 t-shirts?
I will.
Good.
Buy them.
Support the cause. Buy them. Buy them.
Vladimir cause.
$45.
Buy them. Love them. Live them. Be them.
I want the shirt in me.
Then, now, forever.
No, we want you in the shirt.
Either way.
Yes.
A little bit of both. Yeah. Also, check out all the other episodes on everything except for YouTube. Fuck YouTube.
Yeah.
Podbean, Google Play, iTunes. Mm. Are we on Stitcher?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Okay.
I don't know if Backbreaker Media has a...
Backbreaker Mini.
Backbreaker Media?
I'd prefer if you stayed on my personal affairs.
You're a weird guy, Parrish. Weird guy.
That's another reference. I like
it. And you can't have any more of this gum.
Damn it. Damn it.
I have one piece left, and we're not even 35 minutes in.
No, I don't want none.
Thanks, Peaches. Attaboy. Okay, let's go back to originally. Book the Miz. How are we booking the Miz?
Leave the Miz alone! WWE Championship match.
So he goes to SmackDown?
I can get behind that.
He wins.
I'd have him win the Royal Rumble. But then he takes that, moves to SmackDown, and wins their heavyweight championship.
Okay.
I can get behind that.
As long as Brock Lesnar's on Monday Night Raw, the Miz is never going to be champion.
I like that. Actually, Miz versus AJ Styles at Mania would be good.
Unless we kill Brock Lesnar.
With Pete Dunne.
With Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
Pete Dunne uses Paul Heyman as a weapon. Beats a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
And a tractor.
Yeah, sure. Runs him over with the tractor afterwards. Why not?
You know what would really draw money? If he used the Jew as a weapon.
So they just...
I know. Okay. I'm just putting it in those terms, so it's offensive.
You're going to...
Fucking good job.
Weaponize the Jew?
Yeah.
Nice.
I like it.
That should bring out some heat.
Yeah.
Wow.
We went there. Yeah. Yes, we did. Okay. Martins.
Yeah. Maniac.
What would you do to book the Miz?
Well, first he would win everything. Then he'd go on to collect every championship title known to mankind and sit upon his rightful throne at the top of Mount Olympus as he ruled down amongst all his little peons. Because the Miz is awesome.
Including the women's title?
I was just about to say, I'm really looking forward to Miz vs. Charlotte. That'll be good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even the women's title. And that would be the easiest of all the matches for the great Mike the Miz.
You got a little bit of cum on your chest there, bud.
Yeah.
Leave the Miz alone.
I think we're trying to book him so he gets back to prominence. Back like in 2010 when he won the heavyweight title? The WWE title?
Sure.
Yeah. I would, actually, I like your idea of the whole Royal Rumble. That's good.
No, I don't want this.
And then, have him go on and, have him face off against Brock Lesnar at Mania.
No.
In a no disqualification, no rules, unsanctioned murder match.
And Miz makes him his bitch?
Or- no, Miz ends up winning, but it's because the Miz Taraj actually, like, tranquilizes him.
Why don't you bring
so
back...
So you put the...
Bring back King of the Ring and put... The Miz over on that.
That'd be good.
Miz King.
Yeah. The Miz King.
Miz King.
I like it. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Put Miz over Roman in a rematch clean, and then he spits on Roman and takes a dump on the IC title and walks away.
That's all good in theory, but where does it go from there?
He walks away.
Just forever walking? He walks alone?
Smack
like a drifter. Like he was born to walk alone.
Well, speaking of which, it looks like the drifter took on the Miztourage on Raw in the Miz's absence.
Yes.
What do you guys think about Elias being the leader of a group? I kind of like that idea.
I love that idea.
I don't mind it, but I think I'd like him better if he was kind of like a side lackey for Bray Wyatt.
Like if he actually named... His followers, the Drifters. I think that
Elias
could be a
and
thing.
The Drifters. I actually kind of like that. Yeah, that's kind of good.
It sounds like a Motown band.
Yeah, it does. Bunch of Motown people.
8 Mile.
Yep.
Elias and the 8 Miles. I like it.
Well, apparently, he's now in Titus Worldwide.
In it?
Well, think about it.
Oh, ew. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Okay. I still think he should actually, I wouldn't say drop the singing gimmick, but join forces with Bray Wyatt and like become a new Wyatt family.
He'd still sing.
I think Bray Wyatt needs to...
shave his head.
No, I think he would actually benefit a lot by going away for a few months and then just kind of getting out of the...
So what you're saying is getting the mumps again.
Well...
Kind of.
Oh, okay. Here, you go on an extended vacation with JoJo.
Have 6 or 7
Because we all know, since JoJo's been around, she's probably given everyone the mumps. It was all JoJo's fault.
I could see that.
This is now a theory.
Roman.
Right? Ooh.
Ah.
5 feet of STDs. Yeah.
STIs.
No, I'll always call it a D. That's where you get it from, is a D. Yeah.
But you could get
Peach's nose.
You could get it in your eye, though.
You could get it in your eye from the D.
Ooh, STDI.
STID. Boom.
STID? Give him the STID!
Sexually transmitted identification.
I think. You've been identified as having sexually transmission. Cool. Right on. Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, so her chicken pox on her penis.
I had that once. That was terrible. Very, very terrible. Well, That's about all I got in here.
Yeah.
Did you guys already talk about the new ladies?
Yeah, it was last week. We can talk about it again if you want.
Okay.
They did change Ruby Riot's name.
Ruby Riot.
They added an extra T.
So it's Ruby Riot.
It's the Riot Squad. Yeah. Ruby Riot.
No, I'm kind of curious. Why?
Why is she stuttering on her last name?
No.
Ruby Riot.
No, why on Raw they call it, like, they actually give the group a name. Whereas
the Vampires?
No, the Absolution.
It's a good album by Muse.
But then it sounds like an infomercial. Here, buy the new Absolution. Just tuck your tummy, tilt, and concentrate. 3 weeks later, do it again.
And after that, you'll be pregnant.
Yeah.
You're awfully quiet back there. What's going on?
Is there Greek yogurt on your women's title? Take the Absolution.
What?
So is it also a cleaning device?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not...
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
It's not Greek...
You see Absolution.
It's not Greek yogurt. It's Danone. Jeez. We have...
It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
Delicio?
Same thing.
No.
No, I asked my mom, what did Xavier put on that belt? And she said, it's Greek yogurt.
Your mom lied. It was Danone.
Is your mom the third cameraman?
No comment.
Okay, good.
Hey, Peaches, that's my gimmick.
Puppy dogs.
Yeah, and I get royalties. So keep them coming.
Ha 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 ha! That's what you did there.
Yeah.
All right, no comment.
So, money shot.
Wait, didn't they also call didn't they also give the name to the SmackDown ladies? I think, aren't they like the Riot Squad or some bullshit?
Yeah,
like
but that's what I mean. Like, why on Raw do they get a good name? Like a name for all of them, and then on SmackDown, they're actually named after Ruby Riott. Like, what?
Because she's the clear leader, I guess, even though I don't agree with that. By the way, what's her face? Sarah Logan, a.k.a. Crazy Mary Dobson? Very, very lazy eye. Kind of creepy.
Well,
money shooting.
Did you say crazy eyed?
Maybe that's why Paige took a liking to her. They share the same qualities.
But they're not on the same brand.
So.
Okay, fair enough.
Just say.
Riot Squall versus the Final Solution. Which do you like and why?
Who's the Final Solution?
The Final Solution for your abs.
Oh, Absolution. Gotcha. I'd say probably Absolution just because they're on Raw and it's got Paige.
And Mandy Rose is hot.
Well, so is Liv Morgan, though.
Yeah, but Liv Morgan's with Enzo.
So no, they broke up a while ago.
Yeah.
He cheated on her. That ended like probably 6 months ago.
Oh, where have I been?
You've been sucking off the Miz.
Yeah.
It's been awesome.
And you came to play.
Oh, I always come to play, brother. Brother, brother.
Yeah, you do, brother, brother.
Brother, brother.
Yeah, he knows the money shot and the money maker are the same thing.
Yep. You always take the skull-crushing finale. In the mouth.
No comment. No comment. No comment.
Money, money, money.
Here comes the money.
Easy, McMahon. I'm gonna go ahead and step up here, and I'm gonna go with the Final Solution. Is the better of the two teams.
They're not even a team.
That's Absolution. Yeah. Damn it, Peaches! Look what you've done to him.
I'm sorry. But just for two payments of $64.99, you can get the Absolution.
Yeah, that one.
I'll just go on Monday Night Raw and watch them for free.
I'll wash you for free.
Mandy Rose and the lesbian Tasmanian devil gimmick and Paige. They're pretty a little bit all right.
Did you just call Sonya Deville the lesbian Tasmania devil gimmick?
Yeah, isn't that the thing? Tough enough? That's Come on, fucking, I know my stuff.
That's fucking great. I love it.
Yeah, she came out on Tough Enough, and Daniel Bryan's like, that's the greatest, bravest thing that's ever happened. And it's like, yeah, that was completely staged.
Yeah.
Well, it is wrestling.
Yeah. That's great.
I mean, didn't he know the screw job wasn't real?
No, Vince sent...
Don't tell Brett.
Yeah. No, Vince sent Brett over there to try and take over WCW and like ruin it.
He just didn't get the memo.
It worked.
Don't tell Brett.
He was in on it the whole time.
Yeah.
Step 3, Get kicked in the head.
Step 4, concussion. Step 5, stroke.
Streak?
Stroke streak?
Goldberg.
Streak stroke?
Tons of shit.
So, one thing that's going on NXT right now is that they just are doing a series to become the new number one contender.
I saw that.
And it looks like they're teasing Adam Cole,
baby,
and Aleister Black for a potential match at the NXT Chicago.
Instead of Black Hole Sun, it's Black Hole Fun. Yeah. Also, I heard that originally it was supposed to be Catches Ohno. Oh no.
Oh no!
Versus Johnny Gargano, but then it just got switched to versus Velveteen Dream. I guess something happened during the tapings. I'm going to assume Tommaso Ciampa came back and interfered or did something.
Well,
that's what I'm guessing.
Spoiler alert, Johnny Gargano is the number one contender for the NXT title.
He won it all?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
But what's the point of all of this then?
Because they did matches to the winners did a fatal four-way to determine a number one contender.
Okay.
So then anyway, Johnny Gargano ended up winning the whole thing and is the number one contender. I say Ciampa is going to cost Gargano that match. That way, for the WrestleMania takeover, you can do the rematch between Cien Almas and Drew McIntyre.
See, that's not what I heard at all, but okay, we'll go with that. Yeah. I heard that he was in it, but then he was replaced with Velveteen Dream after the fact because something happened. But again, I didn't actually read the spoilers because I didn't want to ruin it. So you could very well be right, and then something happens later. I don't know.
I read that too.
But
Mr. Parrish,
what also happened was a little bit of all right.
It always is.
The Undisputed Era.
Baby. Baby.
Now, the NXT Tag Team titles.
They became Tag Team Champs?
Yeah.
Let me guess, Cole and O'Reilly, right?
No.
Not Cole.
Really? Oh, sorry. Fish and O'Reilly. Yeah. My bad. Bebe. Bebe. My bad, Bebe.
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 Bebe. Backbreaker Media.
Bebe.
Backbreaker!
Backbaby Media.
BBM.
Big Bowel Movement.
Big Black Man.
Big Black Movement.
Diabetes!
That doesn't have a B or an M in it.
No, but Kyle O'Reilly, the new NXT Tag Team Champion, has diabetes. We found that out.
He's got diabetes.
I was actually quite impressed with that.
Him and Jericho?
Yeah.
Also found out that apparently all of Jericho's kids have diabetes. Type 1.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
And Jericho invented diabetes. Do you guys know that?
Jericho invented everything.
Why would he give it to his kids? What a dick.
Well, it's a gift of Jericho.
Man,
it's a gift that keeps on giving, man.
It's a gift of Jericho.
I've got
check your
two.
Blood pressure, man.
Your life's a shit, man.
Oh, guys, breaking news from Peaches.
I've got type 2.
That just means you need to clean up your fucking act, bud.
Yeah, you gotta work.
Oh, no, I live on a healthy diet of peaches and fuzzy peaches.
That's partly why. You gotta have a balanced diet. Oh, well, then, yeah, you're screwed.
You gotta work a little harder, and then you can become type 1. I have faith in you.
I'll work.
That is not even close to how it works. From the degree I got from DeVry will disprove all of that shit.
You got a degree from DeVry?
I was a Sunday school student.
Yeah, I got mine in the fortune cookie.
Wow, they really have sunk since I got there.
Yeah.
Are we missing the point that Johnny and Cassius should join as a tag team because of the name?
Johnny Cassius?
Yeah. Oh, that's good too! I'm in Gargan! Oh no!
I actually want them to bring back, I want them to bring up Ohno and have him tag up with Cesaro.
I don't foresee that.
Cesaro Ohno? That'd be awesome!
We will not get
Cesaro Ohno section.
That'd be sweet, actually. I'd enjoy the fuck out of that.
He can join the bar.
Lord knows he drinks there enough.
Right.
Right.
Or eats.
He eats the bar.
A lot.
The candy bar. And that is not how Kyle O'Reilly got type 1 diabetes.
Type 1 means you're born with it.
But no, he also
maybe
made sure.
Maybe he's born with it.
He also
maybe it's Maybelline.
He also
maybe it's not.
What the hell are you guys talking
about? I don't know. It's just falling off the rails. I did it like an hour ago, but that's the point. That's not the point.
If we're on the rails, that's a surprise to us all.
Everyone do a rail.
I'll do the monorail.
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 The rings came off my pudding can.
Take my knife, my good man. Is there a chance the truck would bend?
Not on your life, my Hindu friend.
Thank you. Come again.
What a good episode.
Name the next two NXT Women's Champions.
Next two?
Next two!
Okay, I'll say Peyton Royce and Billie Kay because they're going to be co-holders.
That's still the same one.
What's that?
There's two of them.
Same reign.
There's still there's one.
No, name one more.
Identified as
one. Same.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to go Peyton Royce, Ember Moon again.
Would she be the first ever two-time champ?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go...
Stephanie McMahon.
No, I was going to go Peyton Royce, and then I was going to go on a wild, and I'm going to say Mercedes Martinez.
Interesting.
I think Nikki Cross might actually get it before she does.
I was going to say Peyton Royce, and then Nikki, it's Nikki, always Nikki Cross.
Nikki! Mitch! I always thought it was weird that everyone had, like, a E name and then you just had Mitch.
Mitch.
Why was he Mitchy? Or, like, why did they just give him...
Because he'd be too bitchy, then.
Mitchy, Mitchy!
Mitchy, Mitchy! Mitchy. He lies a lot and gets caught. Snitchy! Yeah.
Maybe his Tourette's, he's a little twitchy!
There you go, yeah. Yeah. It's strugglicious.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Should we wrap this one up?
Sean Martins, where are you going to be next little while?
Where am I going to be?
Yeah, it's almost Christmas time. What you complaining, boy?
I'm going to be sitting at home, alone.
Masturbating furiously.
In the dark.
Oh, of course.
With tears in my eyes.
Why don't you come stay at my place? We can go see Santa Claus.
You have lube.
You go see Santa Claus, take pictures in our Tech Struggle free shirts. We should do that. That should be a thing.
Why don't we just get Santa a Tech Struggle 3 shirt and have him wear one?
That'd be sweet, too.
You gotta pay $25.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
$25? I mean, big fat man, put that shit in my hand. If the money doesn't show, I'll kill Mrs. Claus. Kill, kill, kill Mrs. Claus. Yeah.
You can keep going with that shit. I'm jiving with it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho! Yeah.
USA!
USA, 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 USA!
Who-so?
No, that's my Iron Sheik impression of the USA chant.
He was never, zoom in! Actor!
He was never on key at all. Have you ever seen him do a USA chant? It is hilarious.
Hilariously bad.
Yeah.
Make you humble, man.
Because it's not the whole...
Fuck your ass.
U-S-A. It's a...
USA, USA, USA.
USA! USA! USA, 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 USA!
That guy's gay.
Yeah.
Because he's going that way.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Chris Parrish, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be Months Pro Wrestling.
Tonight?
Yes. Because we're filming right before Blitzkrieg. Three.
For Tag Circle 3, winning it all. Baby.
Baby. Baby.
Baby.
Baby. Baby.
Where you can buy our new shirts named T3.
Yay.
Yay. Me.
Yeah.
If I guess, you don't I buy guess we're all done for shirt, you're not a real fan.
Yeah, but I guess after that, we're done for the holidays, aren't we?
Well, I'll be in PPW on the 30th.
Oh, in between there, you're celebrating Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Huh. For 8 crazy nights.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yes.
That's a lot of nights. I'm going to do this show tonight, and then I'm going to go into hiding, drinking lots of alcohol.
Yeah. We can drink lots of alcohol together.
Some peach, peach schnapps and eggnog.
Yeah, I'll probably head out to Manville, visit with Peaches way bit there, bud. Peaches, what you got for the next month or so?
Well, I'm going to kill him in a can.
That's cool.
It was put there by man.
Sweet.
In a factory.
Is it downtown?
Downtown Mandel?
Yes!
The canned peach factory? Oh, yeah. I've been there. Love that place.
I had a tour once.
Good times, good times.
CPF.
Yeah, canned peach factory. We should get you training peaches. That'd be a sweet name for a finisher. The canned peach factory.
Ooh-wee. I'm on it. Do it to
impeachment.
The impeachment. There we go. You could be the lawyer of Manville.
Yeah.
Manville law.
I'm fighting.
Instead of martial law, it's Manville law.
Yeah.
I love it. We're making shit happen.
I love making gimmicks, brother.
Brother.
We never steal from anyone.
No, not at all.
No, not even tag.
We're original.
AF.
Yeah.
Y'all. Well, let me wrap it up.
I think we should wrap it up like a Christmas present.
Wrap it up like a peach present.
No, those are always on for show.
True. True.
Oh, show.
So for 1 year anniversary, when this went off the rails as soon as we started.
Oof. We're continually going off the rails.
Yeah. Imagine if we did rails.
I'm the headline rails. Sean Martins. You can get in touch with me on Twitter at Sean Martins.
They put all over social media.
Yeah, I know, but if I say it, then it sounds like I actually want them instead of...
Go to the description.
You can't read.
Go to the description. All of our fans there. Can. Peaches, do you have any social media?
Go to Manville and I'll find you.
Yeah, he'll give you a tour of Manville if you go out there. It's a good time. Trust us.
You can follow him at Manville Peaches.
There you go.
.org.
He really just wants to get the information out there, you know?
No, .can.
.can.
Put there by man.
Ah, so for episode 52, 1 year mark, this has been...
Online Factory.
Yeah. This has been hashtag Peaches Struggles. Yeah.
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 Okay, we do that way too often.
Yeah, we did. Well, we started the last episode, but we did way too much.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, and if you want to come down to first round every Monday night, you can watch me win more jerseys.
Yeah, it's happened twice this year. Like,
two in 3 weeks. Just going to point that out.
Jealous.
Yeah. Be jealous. Yeah, that was a misreference for you.
I know it was.
Yeah.
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 I'm Chris Parrish.
I am the Yaman Maniac.
And we're... Tag Struggle 3.
Also, there's Sean Martins. Headline. It's good to have you back, buddy.
I already jumped in here, yeah.
I don't care, but still, it's good to have you back. And welcome to the very brand new guy, Peaches.
Woo-wee!
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
You've definitely derailed us, but we're not upset by it. All right, until next week.
We're real.
But most importantly, we are spectacular!
Later, bitches.